Today's readings challenge us to be diligent in our prayer, to stay focused on the Lord. By our baptism, we become temples of the Holy Spirit. The Trinity resides in our deepest being. Today's readings challenge us to remember that and to stay connected to the God within. Jesus was extremely active in the ministry of revealing God to the people of Israel, but he was always connected to the Father. Periodically, he withdrew from activity to commune with God at a deeper level and thereby maintain God connectedness in all activity. This is where we find him in today's gospel. He went up to Mount Tabor to pray, taking Peter, James, and John with him, but they could not stay awake. The active ministry may have tired them so much that it was hard for them to stop and go inward. They did awake at some point to see the glory of God filling Jesus. Perhaps the apostles had not learned the art of staying connected to God in the midst of activity. It is this connectedness that sustains us in the times of prayer. Looking at Abraham in the first reading gives us a clue as to the discipline needed for prayer. Abraham waited in the terrifying darkness for God to seal the covenant that was promised. Vultures swooped down trying to get Abraham to abandon his position, but he remained in prayer, waiting for God to act. Finally, the blazing fire consumed the sacrifice, and Abraham experienced God's presence. Abraham did what Paul urges us to do with the second reading. Stand firm in the Lord. Live your life as one who has God dwelling deep within. Take up the challenge of today's readings and stay connected to God in the midst of your daily activity. Then, find a quiet place for prayer to sustain your connectedness to God. In this way, living your baptismal consecration will be a light shining in your world.